Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, January 13th, 2016 edition of the Sand Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Microsoft Patch Tuesday, of course, the first thing to talk about. We got a total of 9 bulletins. Actually, it's a little bit odd. It's bulletins 1 through 10, but number 9 was skipped, which usually indicates that this particular bulletin was removed on short notice. Some final quality check or so failed for that particular patch. Wouldn't be surprised to see 9 in February's Patch Tuesday. Among those 9 bulletins, 6 are rated as critical by Microsoft and 3 are rated as important. The first bulletin, MS-16.1, as usual, that's Internet Explorer's cumulative security update. What's unusual here is that we only have 2 vulnerabilities that are being fixed in this particular bulletin. Microsoft Edge is MS-16.002, another cumulative security update, and also only 2 vulnerabilities fixed. And in a repeat of prior months, the third bulletin, MS-16.3, is a JavaScript, a Visual Basic script fix that only applies to older operating systems, and that's Windows Vista and 2008. For newer operating systems, this particular vulnerability, CVE-2016.2, was patched in the first Internet Explorer bulletin. Just older operating systems separate out the JavaScript or Visual Basic script engine. MS-16.4 is the usual security update for Microsoft Office. Again, it does address remote code execution vulnerabilities, total of 5 vulnerabilities, something you definitely do want to not miss out on. And MS-16.5, another very common vulnerability, and that's a security update for the Windows kernel mode drivers. This time it's critical. Sometimes they're only a approach escalation vulnerability and then they're rated important, but this time it's actually a remote code execution vulnerability, and it does affect Vista 2008 and anything newer than that, so pretty much any currently supported operating system. MS-16.006 does fix a vulnerability in Silverlight. Again, it does allow remote code execution. Now, Silverlight is a little bit on its way out, and as a result, just like with Flash before, you may want to consider uninstalling it. Netflix, I think, still uses Silverlight, but has recently been started to use HTML5 instead. MS-16.7 fixes a total of 6 vulnerabilities. Now, at first, they look like more of the usual. For example, there are 3 vulnerabilities that affect DLL loading. We had plenty of them in the past. Where it gets interesting is the Windows 10 part. In the past, Windows user accounts without passwords were not remotely accessible. Apparently, that changed in Windows 10. Accounts without password were remotely accessible, and that of course caused a lot of problems. Actually, I've even seen advice in the past where people said, hey, don't set a password, at least you don't allow remote access to the account. With this particular patch, Windows 10 will now behave like prior versions of Windows. If an account does not have a password, then remote access to the account is disabled. MS-16.8, we're back to our usual vulnerabilities here, and that's fixes for the Windows kernel that can lead to an elevation of privilege. And finally, after skipping the missing MS-16.9, we are at MS-16.10, which is a security update for Microsoft Exchange Server. It does address a number of spoofing vulnerabilities where it's possible to inject content into messages, into pages being displayed by Microsoft Exchange Server. For example, a user could be redirected to another site. So essentially things that can probably help with phishing and with directing users to malicious websites. As far as patch priorities go, Windows 10 users should certainly look at MS-16.7, even though it's only rated as important by Microsoft. Other than that, I think, as usual, sort of follow the list. The Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge vulnerabilities, probably diverse sort of with respect respect to exploits similar for the Office patch MS16.4. That's where we are most likely going to see some kind of exploitation in the near future. And Adobe today released, as promised, a security update for Adobe Acrobat and Reader. Now, remember last week of December, Adobe also sort of pre-released a 2016 security update for Flash Player. So this one may also show up as a new bulletin today. And then we got more backdoor trouble. This time it's for Fortinet. Apparently in July last year, Fortinet released a patch for its FortiOS that patched a backdoor that was present in this particular operating system since November 2012. Now, earlier on Tuesday, a script that shows how to exploit this particular backdoor was posted to the full disclosure list. Apparently, this particular access method had been used by the FortiManager software. FortiManager is software that allows you to manage these FortiGate firewalls enterprise-wide, and due to a coding mistake, or essentially a static key being used with this particular FortiGate manager, it is possible for anybody to access these firewalls with administrator privileges. Fortinet calls this a manager authentication issue, not a backdoor, probably because this was nothing that was sort of snug into the code, but something that was added intentionally, just not implemented correctly. Well, that is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.